All right, everyone. So we're going to do our midday market recap here. Hopefully the audio on this stream is better than the first try. You guys can let me know as soon as those of you on Facebook start listening. So anyways, finishing the morning up here, $6,298.59. Not a bad way to end the week. This has really been quite nice. We've had a couple of good days in a row. Tuesday, 5,000, Wednesday, 2,500, Thursday, 2,500, and here on Friday, 6,200. So it's about $15,000 in the last 4 days, which is really awesome. So we'll break down the trades from this morning. I'll show you what I was looking at, what I traded. Really, my gains today were mostly from one nice big win on PXS, as you can see here. Although I had a couple of other trades as well. So I didn't overtrade today. I stayed pretty focused on A quality setups, and I appreciated John sending me a friendly reminder at 10 a.m. to scale down on my share size, because it's easy to kind of be in tunnel vision where you're thinking, well, you know, I'm up $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. I'm going to keep it going. You know, next thing you know, I'll be up 8,000, 10,000, or next thing you know, I'm break even on the day. And that has happened more than once, that I've had a really nice, you know, stretch, and then boom, I give it back. So I decided, you know what, it's a good call. I'm going to scale back. So my last trade was at 10:06. That was when I closed out my last position. So $6,000 in 36 minutes, not bad at all. So let's look at the trades from today. Very first trade of the day was on GLBS, and this was my $223 loss. I got in, as you would imagine, for the break of pre-market highs. So I'm long 5,000 shares at 199, and it didn't really work. It hit a high of 201 and then started to pull back, and so I sold half at 98 for a 1 cent loss, and I sold the rest at 93. And then I jumped into this trade on SLNO and sold the rest of GLBS at 89 and 87 as it was dropping. So lost $233 on that and was immediately focused on the next stock, which was SLNO. Also on the watch list for a gap and go trade, an entry based on the break of pre-market highs. So you can see here, the pre-market high was 240 right there. So there's our pre-market high of 240. So I jumped in, as you can see, at 239 and 240. Unfortunately, I only filled 2,200 shares of my 5,000 share order. We squeezed up to a high of 306, which, well, it would have been $2,500, but for me, only $1,000. $1,000 is still good. I'm not going to, you know, sulk about making $1,000 in the first 3 minutes of the day, but it was not the win that I was hoping it would be. Now this one also had a little bit lighter volume pre-market. I wasn't sure it was going to work as well. So maybe it's better that I got a partial fill. So I was in at 39 and 40, selling at 84, adding back at 80, selling at 90 and 80. So, you know, not the cleanest, added back at 3 and ended up selling, as it dropped back down here to 89 and 93. So kind of, you know, I was trading it maybe more actively than I might on another day. And I think part of that was because I didn't get filled on my full order on the first trade. And so then I was trying to make up for it by being a little bit more aggressive. So anyways, total profit, $1,000, not bad. So it put me up around 800 on the day after my last trade on that one. And then we had LMFA hit the scanners. So LMFA was a stock on the scanners. We had traded this one yesterday, done pretty well on it. So I saw it popping up and I thought, yep, I'm just going to jump on that momentum and we'll see where it goes. The entry on this, I'll admit, was not maybe the most obvious, because I just sort of got in at 37, or actually 40 and 43. That was the same thing I did yesterday. As soon as it hit the scanner, I jumped right in. I didn't even really wait. So that made me quicker to sell. I sold at 47, 49, and I guess, yeah, right around there, 47, 41, and 49. So a quick $327, but with that type of trade, I get in, I set a 10-cent stop, and I tried to ride the momentum. But I know that I'm kind of jumping out, when the stock is already squeezed up, so my risk is automatically going to be higher. And fortunately, on that one, it had the continued strength to go higher, and so I was able to capture a little bit of profit. So got a little profit on that. We hit a high of 460, and as you can see, dropped down. And then the last trade was, the last stock I traded was PXS. Now, I had this on our watch list pre-market for a possible entry over 438. And why would I want 438? It's because breaking over that level would have been and was the first daily candle to make a new high. And so this is, although it's not the cleanest bull flag because it pulled back from all the way from 12 all the way down to 350, it's, you know, more of a, usually we want to see a bull flag not pull back more than 50%. And this pulled back more than that. But it was still obviously a very volatile name. And with this setup, I really thought it would be worth a try. So as it started to pop up, the spot I was watching was 438. I jumped in at 440 and 445. 440 and 445 with 2,500 shares. And then I added 5,000 shares at 480. This is the first time this week that I've gone up to 10,000 shares, but I thought this was definitely the one to do it. So that gave me 10,000 shares with an average of 461. Now we tapped 520. And so from 460 to 520 is, what is that? 40, 50, 60 cents. So that's $6,000. I, you know, could have sold right away on that first spike, and I didn't. I held. It dropped all the way back down to 463. And I thought, I wonder if I'm going to regret not taking some profit on that first move, because I went from being up $6,000 to up $200. And so then when it popped back up to 520, I said, okay, this is the first 1 minute micro pullback right here, and it needs to break over this level. I had an order of 5,000 shares ready to add over 520 initially, because I was thinking I might go up to 15,000 on this and try to sell the whole thing at $6. But after that pullback to 60, I no longer was feeling really comfortable about adding. And so as it popped up there, I put an order at 548, thinking I'd maybe be able to sell into a squeeze. Obviously, that didn't happen. Had an order sell some at 518. That didn't happen. So I ended up selling at 493, 507, 489. So on that first trade, I made about $3,100, which was good. You know, that's not bad. Obviously, the trade didn't work out as well as I thought because of how it dropped down there. And the reason I stopped out was because of the way it turned around. So this in this range here, right in this range, I went from being up $6,000 to, if I had held it, down $400. That's a huge range. And then back up $6,000 as it squeezed back up. Now, you don't know if it's going to squeeze back up or go all the way back down to four. So I think I did the right thing there by taking the profit when I did and, you know, taking that $3,000 off the table. So I took the $3,000 of profit. It squeezes back up to a high of 536. And so you can see here, I decided to add at 516, 5,000 shares, selling at 524 and 528. At this point, I'm just scalping the breakouts. I'm not going to be able to position myself for a long hold because I already sold my good cost basis. So I scalped there, added another $500, did another scalp from 538 up to 544, did another scalp from 560 up to 570, did another scalp from 570 up to 586, and another one from 587 up to $6, and the last one from $6 to 620. And so what you're seeing there is I'm getting in, I'm getting out. I'm getting in, I'm getting out. Taking the profit, getting out. And for me, that's the way I usually trade these types of stocks that are going really strong because of how quickly you can get in it. And you look at this candle. This has a 50-cent range. You know, it's up and then down, and then up and then down, up and then down. So, you know, this just, if I'd held the whole thing, look, it hit 624 and then dropped to 552. That's a 75-cent candle. So for me, what seems to work better is just being quick. Get in, capture profit, get out. Get back in, capture profit, get out. Obviously, on this one, I would have loved it if this 1 minute pullback broke 520 and went straight up. So if we could have just maybe skipped over this red candle, I would have been holding 10,000 shares from 461. And that would have been probably a, you know, well, I mean, it could have been a $10,000 winner if I sold the whole thing at 560. So, you know, there was a lot of potential in there, but that red candle, that ruined it for me, unfortunately. And there are times where we'll see a chart like this, and then it goes all the way back down to four. And being, I could have gone from being up 6,000 on the trade to down 6,000, stopping out at $4. I mean, that could have happened very, very easily. So, you know, I'm just glad that I was able to have the discipline to be happy with the $3,000 and then be willing to get back in. And you know what? Got myself up to $5,000 on the name. So that's not bad at all. Now, DPW, this one, I didn't trade. It was halted. But as you can see, dropping down, now halted, popping back up. These ones are a little tricky, trading out of these types of halts. So it resumed and dropped from 329 down to 281, hit a low of 220, and then turned around. So I'll put this up, DPW. So halted at 1233 and 14 seconds. So that should resume at 1238 and 14 seconds, roughly. DPW. So, you know, typically on these, if you do that bottom bounce, I would usually be selling into the squeeze, which might be up towards like 280 or 3. I would be surprised. I mean, I don't know. I'd be surprised if it really goes crazy, but, you know, it breaks over 3 and goes to 350, but I suppose you never know. So anyways, yeah, so that's where I'm sitting today, up $6,000. I'll show you guys the December trading challenge. Let you guys see where we're all at. So let's see. This, as you can see, has not been an easy month. This has not been nearly as easy as the month of November. I'm, you know, recovering from the red day I had on Monday. Nice bounce back, so I feel good about that. I did go into the red on the month down, you know, $3,000 because I was green on Friday and then lost $3,500 on Monday. But I bounced back here with $16,000 in the last 4 days, so that's good. Mike, he had that red day middle of the week. Hasn't seen any good opportunities, so he's in the red still right now. Jeff hasn't taken any swing trades yet. Roberto, some smaller trades. John, he had a tough start to the month as well, kind of the same as me. And he's been bouncing back, but he's kind of, you know, grinding a little bit. Sam, a little bit of a grind. Shauna, see where she posts today. This should be in red. Let me update that. Josh took a good loss on Alibaba. So you see on this day, a number of students lost on Alibaba, the same one that Mike was trading. That was the one that was in play for students that like the large caps. On this day where I lost on PSX, several other students lost on that same one, PXS, John, you know, some of these students over here have been a little bit more consistent. Raj, Jamie, David, Nate, nice, solid consistency, which is good. I think that we get into this, it can be a little bit of a struggle when you have a really good month of, you know, whatever the month is, happened to be a great month in November, that you start just getting a little overconfident and swinging for the fences, and that can get you into trouble as you start the next month. But, you know, so this is going to be interesting to see where we finish here. We're kind of all grinding a little bit, not in as good a place as I was hoping we would be in, but I'm happy to see the majority of us are in the green, and hopefully the couple that are still in the red will be able to get themselves up into the green by the end of the month. That would be a good goal, you know, but it's definitely showing that December so far has been across the board a difficult month, and I've gotten that feedback from a lot of students trading in the chat room and in the classes and things like that. DPW, yeah, I see it resumed, hit a high of 63, and then dipping back down a little bit, so still choppy there. All right. So anyways, that's about it for me today. I hope you guys all have a relaxing weekend, get some rest, and I will see all of you back here first thing on Monday morning, 9 a.m. We'll start breaking down the pre-market watch list, and hopefully we'll have a better start to the week next week than we did this week. All right, everybody. So that's it for me, and I'll see you all on Monday morning. All right. Bye, guys.
Oh, hey. I didn't see you there. Well, I was just working on the dream board for my next home run trade. Hopefully it comes soon. Until then, make sure you subscribe to get email alerts anytime I go live or upload new videos. Until then, happy surfing.